And in Africa.
Hello, Nagode! This is the English to Africa service on the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this week I've got great music for you from South Africa, Nigeria, Cameroon, Niger, Kenya, and Gabon. I've also got a special feature on the evolution of hip life. Eugene Salorm Owusu brings us that report from the University of Ghana. And from Malawi, Joab Frank Jakaza reports in with the top three Malawi hits. Now, the star of today's show is Teta Diana.
Hey, hey, this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
This 23-year-old Rwandan pop star joined me right here for a nice interview in our studios in Washington, along with our own Rwandan radio host and producer here at VOA, Jackson Mbunganyi. So, ladies and gentlemen, kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is Big News with Jabulu Jule from South Africa.
Oh,
All right, that was Big News with Jabulu Jule from his 2013 album, Made in Africa. Hi, everybody, this is Heather. Welcome, welcome to the show. Soyez les bienvenus. Bismillahi. Here's Romantic, Corete Bello and Tiwa Savage.
Standard, I set my eyes on you. Baby, I was stuck on you. Mama, me, I called for you. Make my body call for you. All for you. Went back inside my dream to search for you. Looking like a dream come true. Cause you make my dream come true. Baby, I will stand by you with you. Cause you are my woman, woman. Cause you are the woman, woman sweet. Come in, Mr. Roman, romantic. Come and make you feel good or romantic. Cause you are my woman. You're a woman, woman, sweet. Call me Mr. Roman, romantic. Come on, make you feel good. Or groomman dreams. Let's show you. Let's show them. Let's show them. Show them. Make we let London know. Yeah, my baby so romantic. Oh yeah, baby, make you show them. Let's show them. You show them.
Jealous you, they just want a big boom, big boom. Cause when you put me plus you, it's gonna be unstoppable. Baby, come on over, got a kiss for you. Waiting on you, waiting on you. You know I know what is good for you. I can make your dreams come true. Boy, I'll be a woman, womanly. I can be a woman, woman sweet. Call you Mr. Roman, Roman. Say you make me feel good, Mr. Romantic. I could be a woman, womanly. I could be a woman, woman sweet. Call you Mr. Roman, romantic. Say you make me feel good, Mr. Romantic.
Time to show you. Well, show them, show them, let's show them, show them, show them. Make them let London know. Girl, my baby so romantic. Oh yeah, baby, make them show them, let's show them.
That was Corete Bello and Tiwa Savage with Romantic.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Moving to Cameroon, here's Karis Fotso with Tua Vuenma.
I'm a Sueka. Even Waku Willy to have when a man, even Waku to have when a man, I'm a go away cookie to have when a man. Tu wa tup nezu wo, ta ba fwa lo wan lo we.
Hello, everybody. This is Heather. That was Caris Fozzo from Cameroon with Tu Avuenma.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Now it's time for a little education about the evolution of Ghanaian hip life. From Accra, Ghana, here's Eugene Salom Owusu reporting.
In the early 90s, a new musical trend named hip life erupted into the Ghanaian music scene like a volcano and took the whole nation by storm. Hip life is an infectious fusion of African American hip hop and Ghanaian high life music. The portmanteau word hip life was derived from the two words hip hop and high life. The hip from hip hop and the life from high life. Seasoned Ghanaian music producer and one of the pioneers of hip life, Fanji Anoff, shared his thoughts on hip life.
I think Hip Life is any hip-hop influenced music that is made by Ghanaians. It was a fusion of Western instruments and Ghanaian music. You know, the truth is, the seeds for Hip Life were not really sown by a Ghanaian movement, and because what made Hip Life a reality, or the difference between Hip Life and what existed before it, is Hip Life had a Ghanaian identity. There were many people who were rapping in Ghana before the Hip Life movement began, but the people who were rapping in Ghana before the Hip Life movement began were rapping as pseudo-Americans, or they were rapping as pseudo-Jamaicans. So for someone like myself, who had watched the evolution of hip-hop in a country like Britain and realized that, you know, British hip-hop didn't make any progress until it acquired a British identity, Ghana was simply an extrapolation of that. It was obvious to me that Ghanaian hip-hop wouldn't go anywhere until it had a Ghanaian identity.
Professor John Collins of the University of Ghana Music Department talked about the evolution of Hip Life.
Back in those days, the beats were still largely American beats, you know, hip-hop, funk beats. But the language had changed. At that time, actually, the music was largely mimed or lip-synced. But after a while, the youth started to introduce African rhythms, not just the language, but African rhythms into hip-hop or hip-life. And this became known as Jama hip-life. Jama is a Ga word for traditional rhythms, so it meant a type of hip-life in which not just the words are in Ga or Chui or local language or Pidgin English, but the rhythms themselves are drawn from, say, High Life, Adua, Afrobeat. Now what's happened now is that after Hip Life has sort of broken into different types of styles, and one of them is known as GH Rap, Ghana Rap, which is more in the traditional American mode, but sometimes they sing in Pidgin English. But the other point about Hip Life, of course, is it always had a very significant ragga, dancehall element. Right from the beginning, it wasn't just borrowing from hip-hop, the Ghanaians were borrowing from ragga.
From palm wine to high life, Boga high life. Now my life is hip life. I went from palm wine to high life, Boga high life. Now my life is hip life.
Everybody don't know why my man sent you never said.
For VOA's Music Time in Africa, this is Eugene Salamoso in Accra, Ghana.
The quick number been last year from when you're the bonnet. Ghana memo, you buy a neck, you're pecan training, central treasure Ghana man, and press your money. Kofi Babone, Meboko Kojani Bonnet.
Very nice, thanks, Eugene. April 6th marks the official release of Azel, the third solo album by Nigerian Tuareg guitarist Bambino. He's currently on tour promoting that release here in the U.S., and I saw his show in Washington. It was awesome. Here's a cut from the new album, Akhar Zaman.
We'll be right back.
That's Bombino with track one from his brand new 2016 album, Azel.
It's Music Time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
musictime@voanews.com.
Hey everybody, this is Heather. It's Music Time in Africa. Here's the Kalenjin sisters with their 1990 Benga hit, Kwaheri Johanna. that banger. That was the Kalenjin sisters from Kenya. Now, it's time to find out what is hot in Malawi. Here to tell us about it is Joab Frank Jakaza. Hi, Joab.
Hi, Heather. From the warm heart of Africa, I bring you the three top tracks. On number three is a love song by a guy called Marte. His real name is Martin Carter, and in this song, he celebrates his love for a girl. He says every part of his body is screaming love. His eyes won't look at any other woman. Here is Mwano. Number two is a track that is rocking every joint in Malawi. It was originally done by one of the greatest reggae artists from Malawi, Edison Matafale, who died in 2001. This is a cover version by Sun B, featuring two artists of the moment in Malawi, Nepman and Young K. This is Wampambo. Holding position one is a track by a hip-hop artist who switched from secular to gospel music in January this year. His real name is Duncan Zgambo, otherwise he's popularly known as Gwamba. In this song, he preaches, God knows the challenges we are going through and he will make things better. Here is Ambuye Alinape. Well, that's the top track in Malawi as we speak from the capital city of the warm heart of Africa, Malawi. I am Joab Frank Jakaza Zikomo.
Great, thanks Joab. And friends, now you know what's hot in Malawi. We're rolling into the second half of the hour, and in these next 30 minutes, you're going to get to know and love Teta. Plus, you're going to hear two more songs by music masters of South Africa and Gabon. But first this.
Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Hello, this is Heather. The next song coming up is Chang Ikarita. It's a 2014 hit by my featured artist today, T.
Teta Diana. Everybody, you're listening to Teta Diana, a breakout star from Rwanda. And she joined me and my colleague Jackson Mvunganyi, who's also Rwandan, in the studio recently here at VOA. In this first part of our interview, she explains what brings her to Washington, a little about her family and what it means to her, and her primary source of inspiration.
I was attending the Women Convention organized by the U.S. Rwandan diaspora in presence of the First Lady of Rwanda, Madame Jeannette Kagame.
Thank you. This your first time in the U.S.?
This is my third time. I have done a couple of tours in Europe as well. 2 weeks ago, I was in Dakar, Senegal.
How long have you been doing music?
Professionally, I would say 2 years and a half.
Oh my gosh, so you just started and bam.
Yeah. But before that, I did a lot of years performing in the bathroom as well, in front of the mirror, and actually winning Grammy Awards and dreaming big. And now I feel like I'm touching my dream. Yeah. I was raised by my uncle after losing both my parents. Now today my family is uncles and aunties, and then the people, my fans, are my family now. I was born in Kenya, and I grew up hearing my parents talk about Rwanda, a place we belong to, a beautiful country of honey and milk, they would describe it. And the only way to connect with Rwanda was through music, so we would listen to all the traditional music. Kamariza, Masamba,
Cecil,
Inanga, Njindiri. So I grew up listening to that kind of music, and I loved it at such a very young age. But this one, this particular musician, Kamariza, she also passed away. She caught my attention. I loved her music, her voice, her message, encouraging people to go back home. I feel like it was a message to us who were abroad because of history. So she inspired me a lot. She's the reason, actually, I tried.
You know what's crazy is when I listen to your music, the first time I listen to your music, I say, this girl reminds me of Kamariza. I swear to God. Like this, we had this very iconic artist. You know, obviously, I relate to her story in many ways. I was a kid who was born and raised in the diaspora, and the only way we connected to our culture was through music. And this was a very powerful sound from this woman who was talking about the beauty of Rwanda. She was, in many ways, our pipeline to Rwanda before we even got there.
Yeah.
But when you sing, it reminds me of that woman. Unfortunately, she passed away when she was still young. You know, she passed away in the 90s. But Teta, to me, reminds me of Kamariza.
Do you have one of her songs in your head that you could just sing like a few phrases from to remind us of this singer that was so influential with you both and probably many Rwandans?
Sure. humura rwanda nsisa humura humura ngahundaje humura rwanda nsisa humura humura ngahundaje ndaje gihugu nkunda dore nkwambari mumbya and so the song is about sorry, Rwanda, stop crying, I'm here, and la, la, la. It's about hope.
That just took me back.
Oh,
it just
look,
took
I'm
me back.
I got
are you crying, Heather?
I'm tearing up and
isn't
I'm out of
that powerful? That's beautiful. And look at Heather, too. You don't even know.
Beautiful.
There was a certain melancholy to it. It was so powerful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, so that's Teta. We'll return to more conversation and music with her, but first, a little more from South Africa. Here is Beklumuzi Luthuli and his Maskandi hit from 1998, Aungisizi.
Aungisizi, nankumyalezo, amuyaputu. Angisize nankumyalezo womoya phuthu Angisize mzala wami Babe ngibhala incwadi encane manje ngiswele impilo phuthu Babe ngibhala incwadi encane manje ngiswele impilo phuthu Angisize somgazi Futhi nanzikelela umtshela ukuthi ngicela ngifonele Umuphindu mwana futhi nanzikelela umtshela ukuthi ngicela ngifonele Umuphindu mwana nanzikelela umtshela ukuthi ngicela ngithinte Tusehlale nyukasele matate Nansi namba yami
91047
Ngcono ngiphinde
91047
Nansi namba yami
91047
Ngcono ngiphinde
91047
Ngumtshela izinto engizenziwa uthando lwakhe enhlizini yami Engakusho kuwe ilokho nalokho Okokuqala njengakusho
Ngiyakuthanda ngamfoti
Number two
Akabuye ngilindi
Okwesithathu nokokugcina
Sisele kumthole Ngiyangasakhabana
Akabuye
Ngiyangasakhabana
Chosagini mina ngigcoka amalako amoli silomo samantombazana uthi umuntu uhamba mfana sodlula kwayanga uyasiphuza injoshi ngiphumezansi kwamaphumulo inkomo zakithi ngayishiya iphuza phansi amaphisi nguhlaba ngiguqa ngendlela phezulu kwesandini umata ngishukela bakuphuza etiyeni zesiqatheni bantu ufile kanti awufanga indaba noqembu emhlanga bashaba lenyuka ihlombe kufongashenga amadoda naphinda lenyuka sayinisheke lapho shenga Kasela Kuti usehlale nyukasele madade Ah umatafene nyukasela Umuphindu mwana futhi nanzikelela umtshela ukuthi ngicela ngifone
Seven.
91047
Yeah, that was the late Beklemuzi Luthuli. He passed away on April 7th, 2010. Luthuli made 23 albums in his lifetime.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Gonna meet his family.
All right, so it's time to return to my interview with featured artist from Rwanda, Teta. My VOA colleague Jackson Mvunganyi and compatriot of Teta also joined us. Now, Teta is from a small town in the south of Rwanda, and she told me that she really feels honored and humbled to have shot up to stardom in only 2.5 years. Here she explains how this happened and what it all means to her.
In 2012, I participated in Tusker Project Fame, which is like a big...
It was like the American Idol.
Like American Idol, but in Africa. East Africa and also South Sudan.
Right.
Like so many countries. I was one of the 4 contestants to represent my country, Rwanda. Mm-hmm. I didn't make it to the finals.
Sadly.
But
for
yeah, I had a dream and I kept chasing it. I came back home in 2013. I released Fata Fata. It was a collaboration with other artists and it came out a big hit for like 2 years. So now everyone was like, who's that girl doing the chorus in Fata Fata? Who is she? And I was lucky. All the other songs I released afterwards, people kept falling in love with my music, and up to date, I mean, it went very quickly because I can't explain how in only 2 years I'm able to travel around and perform, and people keep requesting me to come.
Is this surprising you?
Part of it, because I've seen artists back home who do 7 years, even more, without having as many opportunities as I get. But people now believe in us, and I'm pretty sure there's young kids that I inspire back home and out there, and parents are now encouraging. Recently I received an award, a big award from the First Lady, as a young Rwandan achiever. So they rewarded 10 young Rwandans, and I was one of them in the music industry. And I think that is like a go-ahead to all the young artists, especially young women who have a dream.
It's acknowledging the value of music and art.
That's great.
Can I ask how old you are around?
I'm 23 now. It's okay. 23. I can tell you, Heather.
You're listening to an interview with Rwandan pop star Teta Diana. We're also joined by Jackson Mvunganyi, also of the VOA. Here he poses a question that leads to a great conversation about love.
What do you sing about?
Everything. Everything I sing about. Everything about, I sing about what's in society.
Let's take, for example, one of the songs. Your most recent hit is Velo.
Yeah.
Velo, are you talking about bicycles, the French word for bike?
Well, no.
Like, maybe.
Oh, it's not? It's not, but nice try, though. Thank because, you. I mean, yeah. Well, it's love. Oh. It's love spelled backwards. So you have L-O-V-E.
Oh.
If you take V-E and put it in front of L-O, you have Velo.
Cute.
And yeah. I was singing. So it became backwards because I was talking about...
Is that unconventional love? Is that what it is?
It's love based on other things other than love. Material things. There's some cases where women go after things instead of pure love.
Mm.
And men also tend to think that to get a girl's attention, you have to pamper her with things, a car, material things. So I thought my only way, he twisted love, exactly. That's why I said it's velo instead of love.
I like that.
And I think the only way to talk about that situation is through music. And it's sung in a very funny way, like a comic way. And
what's your main message, that love is mixed up right
that's
now?
Love is mixed up, and I think we heal from talking about it. So it's supposed to raise a debate whether what we're doing is right. Should we continue in that line and the next generation comes after should we just let love go like that? So my
what do you think in your 23 years?
I think,
what is love?
I do.
I think love is a beautiful thing if you have it purely and nothing else on the side, because this also explains many cases of divorces these days. I mean, I come from a country where we haven't had as many divorces as we are having these days. My parents lived together for like 50 years, even more. So I wonder if my generation and the next one can hold on to those years.
You think those were based on love, the former years?
I would
and
say,
now it's becoming more materialistic.
I would say we are losing it now. Yeah, so it's time to
get back to the real deal, guys.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to be loved?
No kidding.
I mean, you might have the car,
a beautiful house, right?
But if you don't have it,
that's true.
That glue, the love, you have nothing. You will never be happy, and happiness is the success.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the role of artists, to speak out on these issues, you know, and you know, being a voice of your generation, you know, kind of to educate young people about what love is. Like, real love is not about material things. There's something deeper than just a flashy car and
cash. The only thing is, and maybe you can stick this idea in one of your next songs.
Yeah, sure.
As a favor from Heather.
Heather's introducing an idea.
Maybe you could say, well, that might be true, but then again, love can be fickle. You can think you're really in love and then get married, and then 6 months later you've changed. So there is also that, because sometimes true love doesn't last.
What is true love?
I don't know.
What is true love?
From personal experience, put it on the table.
I don't know. I haven't found it yet, frankly.
This is fun. I mean, love is a big topic, anyways. It's love. It's velo.
Hey there! I'm going to conclude today's program with the rest of my interview with Teta. But first, I want us to listen to this other great master of music from Gabon, Pierre Akadenge. This is Sa Sa from his most recent album, Destiné, and the 20th album of his career.
Sa 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 s
Wonderful. That was Pierre Akadenge with Sa Sa, track 8, from his most recent 2013 album, Destiné. We return now to the final part of my interview with Teta. She begins by responding to the question about what impact Nigerian music has on her music.
Nigerian music is good, but I would say it's so similar to any other African country. You have that, if you look at it with the beat, we have it in Rwanda. It's called Ikinimba.
Ikinimba.
We have that style that goes really fast and the drums and like stuff.
It's possible that you'll have Ikinimba playing. People will mistake that to be Nigerian.
Yeah. When you say folk music in Rwanda, they think it's the slow one, you know? And that slow music was done to talk about the cow, the beauty of the woman, la la la. But when you go in the north of Rwanda, it's so fast and so like that's Ikinimba. It's really similar to the Nigerian music.
I see. Did you use that in the one song called Changa
Ikarita? Yeah. Same thing.
I heard it. I heard that it was like Niger beat, but a little different.
A little different.
And I sensed that.
Yeah. You can sense the difference also.
You can sense it. So we'll just have to make sure that we educate the whole world.
Right. Another linkage that we should point out is that Rwandan artists, we have like the old school Inanga players, the Rujindiris, were like griots in West Africa.
Yeah.
They sang history and they spoke about ancient society and how we have evolved.
Yes.
And they will sing praises to the chief or to the king in the moment.
The beauty of the woman.
And the cow. The woman and the cow.
Braveness.
You know, the cows are very significant cultural possessions in our society. And so they would sing about the beauty of the cow. And that's why when we're dancing, our people, they raise their arms.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you dance that way?
Well, I mean, for because we're on radio, you really can't see.
You just try to do like the cow's horns.
Yes.
Right? Oh, the cow's horns.
But there's a trick to it.
It's very
symbolic. You cannot just raise your hands and
You have to love yourself and
you
be
feel
like,
it.
Oh. I understand now, people listening, you're not seeing what we're doing. It's very interesting in here, though. But I saw that dance, and when someone said it was a cow's dance.
I need to Snapchat this moment.
I was like, how does that look like a cow? I'm like, this should be a bird dance. I really didn't understand.
That's such an American thing to say.
A cow horn. Yeah, really. I'm like, cows do not dance like this. They don't even dance.
No.
I
but
see.
You know, again, talking about cows, people might think, well, cows, why cows? But cows meant unity. Because if you come from your family and you get married, they get cows. Or if you had a sort of like a strong friendship, let's leave alone marriage, but if you and I were friends and we had a strong bond, my only way to keep that like a sign for our relationship would be a cow, because that cow, you keep it, you can never eat it. And your children and the children of your children will grow up seeing that cow and remember how it came. It was given by me because of the relationship we had.
So, a symbol.
And if it produces other
offspring
cows, you will know those cows come from that bond that your family and my family had. So it was very symbolic,
You should write a song about that next time.
I should. Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to the new album, by the way.
I'm
trying to think of the direction you're going to take it. And doesn't really
make sure we're in the yeah.
You
know,
guys are inspiring.
We need to give you ideas.
I know.
Write about the cows.
Make sure I mention Heather.
Yes, Jackson
in the song.
Shout out to Heather and Jackson. You know, maybe shout out to Music Time in Africa.
Yeah, for sure.
For bringing good music to African audiences.
You're right.
And the great work that Heather's doing.
Thank you. Well, actually, we have to wrap this interview up. And Jackson, thank you for bringing Teta to my attention.
My pleasure.
Yes, and you stayed a little bit later here at VOA than scheduled to be on the show, so I appreciate you staying.
Thank you so much.
Teta, thank you very much. And good luck with the rest of your tour here in the U.S. and your new album that Jackson and I are 100% behind.
Thank you so much.
It's time to say goodbye for this week. Big thanks to Teta Diana for granting me her interview, to Jackson Mvunganyi, and also to Eugene Salom Owusu for that excellent feature on the evolution of hip life. Also, a big thanks to Joab Frank Jakaza for his great contribution of the top three Malawian hits. I hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in again Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Peace and love, Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.